When either your joy or your sorrow becomes great, the world becomes small. Wisdom ceases to be wisdom when it becomes too proud to weep, too grave to laugh, and too self-full to see other than itself. Wisdom is not in words. Wisdom is meaning within words. The Awakened Soul by Khalil Gibran. All right. Well, so I know where to start by just saying the education of the soul. It's really interesting because really this action that Jim and I do as spiritual teachers really is just, in a sense, educating the soul. Just sharing information, just like we'd go to classes, first grade, second grade, third grade, whatever, Sunday school. This is really a process of educating the soul. Just as the soul has come into this world, it was actually educated into this world before we even incarnated in this physical body. We, the soul, were educated in the realms of spirit. In each realm we came into, out of the realm of spirit, as we came into the void, we began to begin our education into the realm of time and space. As we kept descending into each level, each layer into the mind, there's actually classrooms. You've often heard us talk about the mystery schools, or Jim's referred to the University of Melchizedek. There are schools on every single plane of consciousness, just like we're gathering here physically, sharing about the spiritual pathway. Well, there's many pathways, and as the soul comes into this creation, it's in that down and outward path, but each step of the way, the soul is being educated as to the experience it is to have on each realm of God's creation. So even in the mind, as it comes into the mind, there are teachers in the mental realm that are educating the soul to the realm of mind, the experience, so that the soul, as it embodies or takes on the body of the mind, the mental body, that it begins to have experience in the mental realm. And is educated by those awakened ones that God has, in a sense, brought forward to teach, to instruct, to inform, to educate the soul as to its movement and expression in each realm. And it just continues from the mind down into the realm of emotion, down into the imagination, and right in here into the physical body, just as we gather here, sharing, learning, experiencing. What is that? The education of the soul. But in that, just as Khalil Gibran's words, wisdom is not in words. Wisdom is the meaning in words. But what is that meaning? The meaning of true wisdom comes from the soul's experience. But the words simply, in a sense, inform, educate, instruct, so that the soul can continue its process, its movement of experience. And it is in that experience that we really come into the wisdom, the true knowing of all of experience, of all creation. I know this pathway we're teaching in Inner Light Ministries is the inward and upward path, the path of sun and light, the path of return. So we spend most of our focus on the education of the soul to the return. But there is also the action of education of the soul coming into this world. It's a very simple coming in and going out. Very simple pathway. So it's always important to pay attention. As we say in here often, pay attention to whether you are on that inwards and upwards flow of spirit, or are you more caught up and focused into the down and outward flow. It's all a flow of spirit. There's nothing to judge or make wrong. Even if you get caught up in the down and outward flow, that's part of the soul's experience for its education, to come into the greater knowing of all of God's creation. The journey of the soul, to be educated through experience, to walk through each realm, every aspect of God. Because it is through our experience as a soul that we come to know all these levels, all these planes of consciousness, all these things within us and around us, upwards and downwards, horizontal, vertical, spherical, every direction. Truly, the center of the universe is within the very center of your being, right in the soul itself. If you were to see the soul, it would appear as a ball of light, perfectly spherical, just like we might see the sun. And in that, the soul sees in all directions. That's where the all-knowing comes from. It's who we truly are, and it is as we focus into the very center of our beingness, do we come awake to that divine knowing, where we truly wake up and view in all directions, so that we view from the place of all knowing. When we come into meditation and we focus here at the seat of the soul, that is the beginning of where we begin the process of focusing into the very center and moving towards that very center. It's very interesting because as you do that with here in the body, in every body of consciousness, from the physical to the astral, the causal, the mental, the etheric, and in the soul, it is the same process that as you focus into the center of beingness, you move there. I remember many inner experiences where I found myself out of body, traveling in spirit. Just as we focused here, I would focus into the divine, and I would see that wonderful light up above, and as my attention locked in to that light of the soul. Again, just as we have the seat of the soul here, we have all the other chakras, same thing on the other realms. The light of the soul is at the very top of each realm, just like it is here. So we look to that inner light. We look for that golden globe that appears like the sun in the sky here physically. That is the light of our own soul. And as we focus on that, we begin to move in our consciousness right into that light, right into the center of our own beingness on every realm of creation. So when we meditate, we're coming right into the center of our own beingness as it exists right here in the physical. And we are doing the same on every level of consciousness. And it's amazing when I've experienced coming into that center, you do experience an alignment, a shift where everything lines up perfectly. Nothing is off alignment or askew or out of balance. Is a perfect alignment in the perfect very center of the center of the center of any universe is where your beingness is and where you move in your consciousness as you hold your attention more and more to that expression of loving. And the wonderful thing is when we bring ourselves into that focus, into that alignment, all we do is come into alignment, and as soon as we are in alignment, automatically the upliftment takes place. We are lifted by that light and sound of loving. It just happens automatically. The work is getting ourselves in our own consciousness into that alignment where we can lock in on the very center of our beingness. That's what you often hear Jim and I describe of moving through all those things that stand between you and God. Because who is God but you? the I am, the soul. So to get to the very center of the soul on every realm of creation, we focus on that. We move towards that. We love that. We direct ourselves consistently into that place of centeredness. We know when we find it. We see the light. We hear the sound. We experience the peace, the loving, the joy that comes with that right here in the body or right here out of this physical body, whatever body you're in. But the work, maybe we should say the education, the wisdom that comes is by walking through you, the soul's experience, without judgment, without fear. If you want to make it an easy walk, if you want to struggle and make it hard, well, you're more than welcome to. It is a choice. We each get to choose that every moment of every day. That's why the more you can just bring yourself to that inner focus in alignment with the loving inside, it's an easy, graceful walk. We know it's not easy, though, to get to that place where it's easy and graceful. But I'll tell you what, if you can let go of all the complexity, all the details, all the dimensions, and just simply focus into the loving at the divine, right here at the seat of the soul, that's really all you need to do. That's where the simplicity just all unfolds. Because when you can bring your attention there, all the complexity, the struggles, the details, truly just begin to drop away. It's so funny how in this ego consciousness, we think we have to do something to earn our way, to get rid of it, to give it up. Well, the true giving up, the true getting rid of, the true earning our way is simply coming into that centered place of loving. That's it. So if you can remember, not only in meditation, but any time through the day, no matter where you find yourself in any experience, simply come present and call your attention, focus your attention, direct yourself to yourself, the soul. Begin to work and experiment with this more and more in your life. Just focus on the soul, the seat of the divine, and see if you begin to have more of that direct conscious experience of loving. I know that when I do that, that's the easiest way for me, that I find that all the other does just drop away. It's really funny because all the things I have questions of, all the upset emotions, whatever it may be, when I just, in a sense, let go and just come to the God within, it all just comes to alignment because I've directed myself into that place of alignment. And the wonderful thing is, as I said, when you go there, from that place, it is all-knowing because that is the place that is all-viewing, that views and can see and know everything. That's why, as we go there, all things are known. All the answers are right there. The answers to all the questions is simply to go into the soul. And that's where you'll truly come to know the greater wisdom of the Spirit within you. So just always come back, holding your attention there at the seat of the soul. And in that, you'll begin to discover your own inherent wisdom that is truly natural, that truly is the action of grace. unfold in you by you coming in to the truth of who you are. But to do that, it is a journey. It's a journey of educating the soul, of educating the truth inside of you, because it is a process of bringing everything into alignment to focus all the different parts of your beingness towards that one single point. And that takes energy. That takes time. That takes practice. It takes doing. But it is in the doing that you do move into the experience that you come to know that greater truth, the self, the true self. So do educate yourself. Listen not only to the words out here, but listen to the words within. See how that comes into alignment within you. We each have the same pathway to walk, but we each have our own unique, specific details that we walk through to come to that same place of oneness. It is in that oneness that we truly come to know who we are, who we all are. I'll tell you what, it's amazing because there's so much that we have to work with, just in this body, let alone all these other realms of creation. Just dealing with this microcosmic experience, just a body, and our own individual minds and emotions and imaginations. It is often said that's where 90% of the work is done, is in this 10%. And the other 90% is only 10% of the work. Because that's where truly God's grace lifts the soul. But in that process, it is up to us to learn through our experience of how we can allow ourselves to move into that greater fullness of God's grace, of the actions of upliftment and learning and growth. It's good to recognize all the traps, all the beliefs, all the perceptions. The belief systems of the mind are so powerful in how it both limits us or sets us free. But you, the soul, is truly the one who has the power to direct the mind, in which you choose to believe, in which you choose to experience. Don't they say it takes an open mind? Don't we often see when somebody's so limited or constricted, we call them, they're so closed-minded? These are all just wonderful expressions. But if we begin to look at the truth behind these expressions, we begin to see a greater reality of experience in all these different realms of creation. It is often the mind that directs the soul's experience in the realms of mind and below. But in this journey of awakening is where we begin to awaken beyond the mind, to begin to take direct control. But the funny thing is, where we, the soul, take control is where we give up all control. That is the only way to truly move into the experience of freedom that we are seeking. If that's what we are seeking. Many of us on this planet are not seeking spiritual liberation. We're still seeking the fulfillment of the soul's experience through the mind, the emotions, the imagination, and the body. And it is meant to be that way. That's why there's no need, there's no room for judgments or fears or wrongdoing. Because it's part of the soul's journey. There's no need for that. And part of setting ourselves free is to let go of the fears and the judgments of getting caught up in the world of the mind, the emotions, and the body. So many of us on the spiritual path are so afraid of being caught up once again, going on that down and out track. And in that fear, guess what? We hold ourselves back from experiencing the greater freedom of spirit. Truly to experience the freedom of spirit, we need to let go of all fears and expectations.